Welcome to Money Life Weekend. I'm Chuck Bentley. In the studio with me today is Sharon Epps. Sharon, welcome to Money Life.
Well, I am so excited about the program we have planned today. We want to revisit a topic that Chuck presented last month that people are still buzzing about. And the question we posed is, what lessons have you learned from the Great Recession? We received email about that. We've talked about it on email. And we just really want to explore the reactions that people have had to that question.
Well, Sharon, we're trying to create a community online through Facebook. And today we want to talk about some of those postings that the community that meets on Facebook responded to that question, what have you learned from the recession? And who better to discuss that with us than the face behind Crown's Facebook, Lee Holcomb. Lee, welcome to Money Life.
Thank you, Chuck.
Lee, what kind of response have we gotten on our Facebook page since we posted that question? What lessons have you learned from the recession?
Well, first of all, our Facebook fans are great. We had a very strong response to the question, what lessons you've learned from the recession. We have a very active community, and they were definitely willing to share their insights that they had learned.
Well, we're going to hear from some of them today. They're actually going to come out of the pages of Facebook and into the broadcast of Money Life, and we're going to be able to talk to some of them. But, Lee, before we go there, tell us what is going on right now in the Crown Facebook community.
Well, just recently, Crown has passed the 10,000 fan mark. Only about 4% of Facebook pages actually reach 10,000 fans, so we're definitely in the top 4%. Usually the average fan page is about 4,500 fans, so we're basically doubled that.
Well, that's great, Lee. And I recently read that more people are using Facebook today than are using Google. Is that true?
Yes.
Wow.
You're correct.
That's great. Well, what's the easiest way for people to join us on Facebook or to follow us on Twitter?
The easiest way is to go to crown.org and look at the right-hand side of the page. You'll see a blue F for Facebook and a blue T for Twitter, and just click those, and steps are right there.
So they can follow us, but what if they want to join Facebook? How do you do that?
Once you're on our page, once you go to crown.org and click the F, on the left-hand side on Facebook, you'll see Become a Fan. Just click that, and you're a fan of Crown.
Well, I want you to stick with us because we're going to talk to some of those fans on the program today. But if you want to follow us on Facebook or Twitter and join the community, just go to crown.org. We'd love to have you. Next, we're going to talk to some of those Facebook fans directly, the people who've been learning financial and spiritual lessons during the Great Recession.
You know, we had such a great response with some very practical ideas. I think each of you will find some ideas you can implement in your life.
Well, we're going to learn from those who God has already taught them lessons. Thanks for listening to Money Life today from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Our economy has been struggling. Companies have cut expenses. Job security has taken on new meaning. Now more than ever, you need to know God's purpose for your life and your work. You can find direction using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is a comprehensive assessment tool that you and your employer can use to make sure that you and your job are the right fit. And if you're between jobs, you can use the Career Direct Complete Guidance System as an interview tool. When you share your Career Direct results with a potential employer, they'll be able to see that you have the talent and skills they're looking for. It'll set you apart from other candidates. The Career Direct Complete Guidance System can be completed in about an hour online. Just go to careerdirectonline.org, and to get started, try the free personality ID profile. That's careerdirectonline.org.
Welcome back to Money Life Weekend. I'm Chuck Bentley. In the studio with me is Sharon Epps, as well as the face behind Crown's very popular Facebook page, Lee Holcomb. Lee, for people who do not have a clue what Twitter is, explain the tool Twitter. Why in the world would anybody want to subscribe to receive tweets?
Well, especially if you'd like to follow Crown on Twitter, the main reason is to stay up to date of what's happening with Crown. A lot of times it's faster to send out a tweet about new news at Crown versus updating the webpage. So you can keep up to date with Crown easier probably through Twitter.
Now, a tweet is different than an email. Explain the difference.
Right. A tweet is what is sent out through Twitter. It's public for everyone to see. An email is more personal one-to-one type communication. Twitter is more of a broad communication.
And Twitter comes through a text message, right?
it can come through a text message, or it can come through your personal cell phone applications, apps on your phone, or through your PC or computer.
Well, Lee, thanks for what you're doing on Facebook. And now we're going to talk directly to some of those fans in the Facebook community who are willing to share with us the lessons they've been learning during the Great Recession.
We have Jamie on the line, and Jamie shared just a wonderful tip with us on Facebook about saving. We're glad to have you, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. Welcome to Money Life.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you.
Tell us more about what you've learned during the recession about saving.
Well, you need to save at least something every month, and it doesn't matter how much or how small, and it needs to go into an account that's not readily accessible. In our instance, we have an account with a bank where we used to live, about 45 minutes away, and we just put in what we can per month. It's a set amount of $200 right now because we're paying down debt, and then that nest egg just grows over time.
And, Jamie, do you have that automatically withdrawn from your check, or how do you get it deposited 45 miles away?
Well, we do have it automatically withdrawn, and then that way we kind of forget about it as well. So.
Thank you for pointing out, too, that perseverance issue and the difference that just a little at a time can make. I think so many of us think, well, if I can't save a big amount, it just won't matter.
Yes, I think that is a big stumbling block for people, yes.
Well, Jamie, on your Facebook post, you shared a lot of other practical tips. Why don't you give us a few more that you're actually putting into practice right now?
Well, we got rid of our variable rate home equity loan.
Way to go. Great decision.
Thank you. Yeah, it was very difficult, but we just kind of buckled down and followed Crown's advice on the money map and just did it as fast as possible. We also buy local Whole Foods direct from the farmer. Don't do prepackaged foods at all. They're very expensive if you break down kind of the cost analysis. We also kind of stole advice from the Duggar family, buy used, save the difference. Everything from cars to clothes to everything, we never buy new anymore. And that even goes, my husband is a contractor, as well as running our other home business, which is a kennel, boarding kennel for dogs. That even goes for his tools as well. And then the other thing that I put on there is don't overbuy on your house. That is a big mistake that we made that we're kind of struggling to get over with right now. You know, the down economy, we can't sell right now, and also our home business is on our land. We have 5 acres, and we just thought we have to buy now because the economy is going to keep going up. The housing market is going to keep going up, but actually it fell. So thank goodness we bought with equity in it, so it just came back to normal. We're not in an upside-down mortgage, but definitely don't overbuy in your house because you forget there's a lot that goes into owning a house that you have to pay for as well as just the mortgage. So,
Jamie, you've benefited so much with wisdom and used wisdom in so many of those decisions. And because of that, you're not upside down. And so I'm so thankful. And what a great tip for our listeners. We have questions all the time about trying to get a great deal today. And we like to refer to it as inside out decision making. Don't buy a house because it's a great deal. Buy a house because it fits your budget and your plan. So thank you for bringing that one out. We really appreciate you being willing to contribute on Facebook as a fan, as well as sharing with our listeners on the broadcast today.
Yes, thank you very much. It's been a blessing from God, almost like he had kind of handed this opportunity to me. That's wonderful.
Well, Jamie, before you go, would you encourage others to join the Crown Facebook community?
Yes, I definitely will. Not only you, Chuck, and the other teammates, they have great advice. It also links you to crown.org, which is fantastic. We use the accelerated debt payoff calculator, which has just been a complete relief for us because we were staring down 5 years of paying off, you know, about $24,000 in debt. You know, we have some medical expenses in there as well. We had a daughter that was born 4 weeks early last year, our first daughter, and it brought our payments from 51 payments down to 11. I mean,
woohoo! That is so awesome.
Just did a little victory dance when we saw that, and as well paid off, you know, saved us some interest. You know, just from other people also posting on their stands, they're very helpful and a very positive place to go to.
Well, Jamie, thanks for joining us today, and God bless you for sharing your thoughts with us and encouraging all of us to save more money during the Great Recession.
Yes, thank you so much, and God bless you guys and your mission.
God bless you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, Lee, that ought to encourage you.
Yeah, definitely so.
And thanks for making that Facebook community possible.
We know our next Facebook fan and caller today is Bill. Bill, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for asking to be on board.
Well, Bill, I know you're a part of the Facebook community, and you posted some lessons that you've learned from the Great Recession. Tell us who you are, what you do, and the lessons that God's taught you.
The lessons have been many. I'm actually the church coordinator for our local church here in St. Cloud, Florida, and I am a Crown student. We took the Crown, my wife and I took the Crown study back in 2002, and have been blessed by the journey, and actually we're on our final destination. We have paid off our home mortgage. We became completely debt-free in 2005, and we've been teaching the class ever since 2002.
Wow. So when did you first get introduced to us, Bill?
I first got introduced to you in February of 2002.
And you are debt-free as of 2005?
As of December 7th, 2005, our last check on our mortgage cleared.
Wow. Well, praise be to the Lord. Congratulations.
We have always been real good with our money, and we were already working towards being debt-free before we took the Crown class. But by taking the Crown class, 3 weeks into it, by the third lesson, my wife and I were driving home from the study, and we looked at each other and it says, this is where God wants us to serve.
Wow. Well, Bill, I want you to stay tuned because we've got to take a break. If you're listening to Money Life, I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
You're always looking for ways to save money, right? That's why you clip coupons every week or spend hours looking for deals online. But are you getting the full benefit for your effort? The Couponizer is a way to organize, store, and access all your coupon finds and gift cards with a 22-pocket wire-bound booklet. Once you set it up, you'll be ready to go shopping anytime your busy schedule allows, and it's small enough for you to put it in your handbag and take it with you. The Couponizer system includes the Couponizer, the booklet Your Guide to Smart Savings by Amy Bergen, a pre-sorting mat that matches the categories in the Couponizer, a list pad for tracking your savings and spending, and more, all in a durable carrying bag. You can find out more about how the Couponizer works at crown.org, or you can call 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org for the Couponizer.
Welcome back to Money Life Weekend. I'm Chuck Bentley. In the studio with me is Sharon Epps and Lee Holcomb, the face behind Crown's Facebook community. And on the phone with us is Bill Wade. Bill, you are one of those who are a part of the community on Facebook, and you shared some very good lessons that the Lord has taught you. And one of those was becoming a part of this ministry so that you could continue serving others. Share with us what else you've learned through this Great Recession.
Well, I've learned that I definitely would want to go through this time of recession without having God as part of our plan financially. It's been a blessing, and I think probably the key thing that we've learned is there's such a great need for these principles to be taught to others, and it's, especially now, people are so open to hear what you have to say and for counsel. They're seeking counsel now, and many of them are turning to the churches just asking, what can I do? But the unfortunate thing, many of them wait too late.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Bill. Tell us what you do as a church coordinator. For people who are listening today and they're thinking, maybe I could do what Bill is doing, maybe I have the capacity to do that, even though they're on this journey to becoming financially free, they're not where you are yet, but how do they become a church coordinator?
As a church coordinator in our local church, we set up the programming and the timing of the classes. We also look for future leaders. We look for those that have gone through our classes that have the ability to teach or to lead a small group study. One of the things that we've had this currently, we are teaching a class, and we also have a class of teenagers going. We have 9 teenagers going through a class, and they're being led through that class by our previous students.
Wow.
So that's one of the part of the church coordinators, to see those people that have a heart for this ministry and a willingness to teach others.
You know, that reminds me of the scripture that said that what you've been taught in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to others who will teach others also. And you're doing that very same thing.
And then the other thing as a church coordinator, as tools come available, and Chuck, we've met before at the premiere of the God Provides films at Waterford Lake there in Orlando.
I remember you very well, Bill. I just put the name and the voice and the face and all that together.
For a little bit after the luncheon that day. And as we get tools as a church coordinator, it's finding areas to use those tools. And we bought a set of the God Provide films there, and then we actually used them in our church college-age group. And the leader of that group went through all six videos with his class and said it had a great impact with the students. So that's another role of the church coordinator.
Well, Bill, thank you for all that you're doing to serve the Lord and for that encouraging testimony that you've reached Destination 7 on the Crown Money Map, and you didn't get there because you wanted to serve yourself. You got there because you wanted to serve the Lord and God's people, and I'm just so pleased and thank the Lord for what all He's accomplished through you, and thanks for being a part of the Crown Facebook community.
Thank you, Chuck.
Well, we're so glad you were with us. You know, some of you may not have heard of God Provides. God Provides is our film, short film learning experience that allows you within your family or within your small groups. And I was so excited to hear Bill say that even the college group at their church was using it, because it's a visually rich media to help give this message that God is truly our provider and we are to be stewards.
Absolutely, Sharon. And I'm also encouraged by what Bill said, that he wants to reach different age groups. He's reaching the college groups. He's reaching the teenagers. He's reaching all the people that he possibly can. That is music to my heart. And Lee, you've got to be encouraged listening to all these people that are served in the Crown Facebook community. And if I'm listening right now and I'm really not technically savvy, I know a little bit about Facebook, but I'm not sure I'd like to join that community. Is it hard to become a Facebook member? What do you have to do to have your own Facebook page?
To be a member of Facebook, it's free registration. You sign up for Facebook for free. There's no charge for it. And so basically you would sign up and you could search for Crown that way. You don't have to become a fan of Crown. You can just go to our page and check out what's happening, even without being a fan of it.
Well, we have another Crown Facebook community member on the line who wants to share her story, Sharon.
Leanne, welcome to Money Life.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being part of the Facebook community.
We're glad to have you, Leanne. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Share something that you've learned during the recession.
Yes, actually, I lost my job first, and then my husband lost his job.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So we were definitely down to nothing. And we have seven children. So, you know, we were both off work, and I was pregnant with our last child. 4 weeks after she was born, I went back to work. I have my teaching degree, and I had lost my teaching job. So I went back to substitute teaching, and my husband was at home. And God had called him a long time ago, probably 2 or 3 years ago, to go to college. And, you know, with seven children, work, you know, everything like that, he just didn't, you know, he didn't have the time. So during the, while we were off, he was able to register for college and get going with college and stay at home with our newborn and then two of our other children who were not in school. And I worked. But, you know, one thing... a few things that I really, really learned was we were just at the point there was no, you know, when the next paycheck comes or when the overtime comes. We had to, you know, we always tithe, given offerings, but it's never been a true financial sacrifice with the fact that we always knew we had a next paycheck coming.
Well, Leanne, I want to hear more about your story when we come back. We've got to take a break, but today we're talking to those Facebook fans and hearing the testimonies of what they learned through the Great Recession. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you that in 10 short weeks you could decrease your debt, increase your savings, and strengthen your relationships while growing spiritually? Sound too good to be true? Well, all of these results are being reported by thousands who have completed the Biblical Financial Study from Crown Financial Ministries. This 10-week study teaches you more than practical principles about managing money. It focuses on the life-changing truth of God's Word. Individuals are being transformed as they learn proven biblical principles and how to apply them to their finances. To find a biblical financial study group in your area, go online to the My Crown section of crown.org. And if there's not a Crown 10-week biblical financial study already planned in your area, consider starting one. To find out how, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. In the studio with me is Sharon Epps and our face behind Crown's Facebook page, Lee Holcomb. And we're talking to members of our Facebook community who are sharing their stories of what God taught them through the Great Recession. And on the line with us is Leanne. Leanne, we didn't ask where you're from. Where are you and these seven children and your great husband living today?
We live in Ohio.
Okay, so you and your husband are from Dayton, Ohio. Tell us what other lessons God has taught you during the Great Recession.
Well, during the recession, as I said, we were absolutely down to nothing. And in that time, it just seemed that we were to the point where we were just before God, just us and Him, everything, you know, everything stripped away. And I just had to come before Him and say, God, teach me. You know, I was weighed down. You know, I'm looking at the checkbook. I'm looking at the bills. I was up all night. And I said, God, I can't do this. I just can't carry it. I couldn't even look at a long-term monthly budget. It would have to be hourly or daily. That I just had to look to Him. And God, teach me. Teach me how to do this. And there were times my husband had actually had a retirement account at a place he worked 5 years before that we had forgotten about because they just took it out of his check. And we needed a house payment. And we were $480 short. And I said, God's faithful. He's going to give it. And we received a check for $487 from the money that they had taken out of his check. And I came in with the check. It was 2 days before the house payment was due. And I said, God, you know, God is so good.
That is so interesting to see how God provides. He is so faithful if we just trust Him. And thank you for sharing today. We really appreciate it, Leanne.
All righty. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Well, if you want to get in on the conversations like the ones we've had today, they're happening all day, every day on our Facebook page. All you have to do to join is go to crown.org and click on the Facebook icon on the far right side of the page. It's a little dark blue block with the letter F in lowercase. And don't forget, you can keep up with what's happening here at Crown by following us on Twitter. And you can sign up for that at crown.org again, clicking on the lowercase T in light blue on the right side of the page.
And if you'd like to hear the teaching program that Chuck did a few weeks ago that got this whole conversation started about lessons learned from the recession, you can also do that on our website. Go to crown.org and click on Money Life. We'll have a link to the audio of the program, Lessons Learned from the Recession. And if you haven't heard it, check it out by going to crown.org and clicking on today's program.
Well, Lee, I want to thank you for the great work you're doing behind the scenes and for serving those 10,000 fans that we have on Facebook. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
On behalf of Sharon Epps and Lee Holcomb, you've been listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Thanks for being with us.